The season officially begins for this team coming up this weekend. It's time for a winter sports preview. We're going to talk New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva girls basketball with the head coach of the Panthers. Annika Peterson joins us. And Annika, a good afternoon and a happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you so much. You too, Aaron.
Now, before we talk about this year's roster, let's take a quick step back to last year. I want to get your thoughts on a very successful season for NRHEG basketball. Your team got to the subsection final before falling to a very good Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial team, 70-64. You look back at last year's team, a 20-win season. Again, came up just a few games short of the state tournament, but again, it was a great 2021-22 campaign for your team.
Absolutely. Last year was a phenomenal season. The summer before, we had a great summer with kids showing up and getting in the gym, and we went to a couple different tournaments and went to the Dells. But, you know, it was fun to see that kind of start, the ripple effect in the summer. And then last year, it just seemed like everything kind of fell into place and worked out really, really well for us. Had a great year. We had played Lake Crystal at a holiday tournament earlier in the season, and it definitely didn't go our way. We were missing one of our starters, Sid Schultz, down with a broken finger. And, you know, to be able to rally against them at MSU, and, you know, they came out really strong against us, but we were able to kind of fight back and threw a couple different defenses at them. And the girls, they scrapped the whole game, and it was just fun to get to that game at MSU. It was a great year, and just a phenomenal season, a great group of kids.
Now, Annika, we're going to talk about a lot of players are back from last year's, again, 20-win team. One player that graduated, Sophie Stork. Talk about what she meant to the program, and she's playing basketball, I believe, at Hamlin.
Sophie is playing basketball at Hamlin. You know, Soph has been a phenomenal athlete across the board for NRHG for how many years. Played volleyball, basketball, and softball, which is huge to have a three-sport athlete. Sophie had been on my varsity roster as a seventh grader and really got big minutes as an eighth grader. She finished in program history third for point scoring, which is pretty impressive for some of our athletes who have came through NRHG. But Sophie finished last season as first-team all-conference for the Gopher. She finished with 502 points, 332 rebounds, 100 assists, and 67 steals. And so she definitely left her mark on NRHG basketball. I'm really excited for her and what she's accomplishing right now, that she's playing up at Hamlin for basketball and softball. And it just kind of hit the ground running with fall ball practices and now with the winter season going. But is doing well, and it's fun to see the more comfort level she has the longer she's at the program and working with her new teammates and new coaches. So we're excited for what she's doing too.
Annika Peterson, head coach of NRHEG girls basketball, their winter sports preview here on Kate Radio. And let's talk about the team that's back this year. And I see when it comes to, you know, points scored per game, Sophia, one of the top scorers, Sydney Schultz, she's back. Erin Jacobson is back, and Faith Nielsen. Is that correct? That's three of your top four scorers from last year.
Yep. Like you said, three of our top four scorers. Sid finished last year with around 407 points, 145 rebounds, 141 assists. Erin Jacobson, 343 points, 188 rebounds. And Faith with 333 points and 134 rebounds. So to be able to get three out of the top four scorers coming back, and they've been working really hard. They are a great group of kids. They come in, and it's fun to see, you know, those girls have been in the program for how many years. Like I said, with Sophie, Sid's been running our offense since she was a seventh grader. So to see seventh and eighth graders finally now juniors and seniors, it's fun to see everything kind of come to a head. So we're excited for who we have coming back. We have another senior, Trinity Smith-Balkin. We have a couple more juniors with Hallie Schultz and Presley Nielsen who have been on our varsity for a while. And then we've got some younger freshmen coming in that are we're expecting to play some minutes for us too with Quinn Van Melgaham, Cameron Van Melgaham, Gabby Schlake, Addie Sadheim, and Chloe Stork.
So there's definitely some youth to go along with the seniors that are on this year's Panther team. And as a head coach, I mean, you're never going to replace a player like a Sophie Stork, but it definitely helps to have that much talent back from a last year's roster. And, you know, we mentioned the three players last year that were all in double digits per game. I mean, you have that nucleus back, and, I mean, someone's going to have to pick up the points that Sophie scored last year, and you have to be pretty excited because, again, you have a lot of seniors on this year's squad, and they sound pretty determined to make a one final run as Panthers.
Absolutely. You know, I think it'll be fun just to see who's coming out. I think at any given night we could have different kids as leading scorers, which is what we had last year too. We could have anywhere from, you know, Aaron having a 20-point game to Sid to Faith to different kids on the team, which is great to see. And, you know, something we've been encouraging for a very long time, especially when John Schultz is running it and having him as a JV coach, still definitely push it, is that we're trying to rebound as much as possible and run when we can. So we definitely celebrate those little things with rebounds. And so we're looking for kids to crash the boards hard so that we can run our offense and really maximize our speed on this team.
Annika Peterson again, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, joining us for their winter sports preview. And Annika, talk about the game you got coming up this weekend, a non-conference matchup to kick off the season.
We will be heading to Hamlin on Friday, and we'll be playing Simley, which will be a fun experience to be able to play on a college court. We'll be using a shot clock, and we'll be playing a school that will be a little bit bigger than us, playing a 3A school. But it'll be fun just to see where we compete and some things that go well for us and then some things that we'll be able to work on. So we're just excited to get going this weekend.
And Sophie's on eligibility, right? She can't sneak on a jersey and play for you this weekend?
No, she is not able to sneak on a jersey to play.
Annika, one last question. I talk about the Gopher Conference and talk about your section coming into the season. Who do you think are some of the favorites?
You know, with Hayfield making a state last year, they graduated a couple of kids, but their core crew is coming back. So they're going to be tough. They're going to be very tough in the Gopher Conference. They went undefeated last year. They beat us in the Gopher Conference Championship. So they're going to be someone strong on their side of the Gopher. On our side, I'm hoping that we're very competitive in the in that top side of it. Maple River's got a couple of great kids coming back along with Waterville. So it should be pretty fun and competitive conference in general. Section-wise, I always think Waseca does things very, very well. Joan Conway always has them playing at their best. They got a pretty solid post player that's coming back. But I think the section favorite's got to be Lake Crystal.
Now, Annika, you mentioned the game against or game at Hamlin coming up this weekend. I guess one more question for you. What else do you have for maybe tournaments or unique matchups coming up this year?
We will have a holiday tournament at New Richland this year on the 27th and 28th. So we'll be playing MVL the first round, and if depending on winning or losing, we'll be playing St. James or Lake Crystal, Welcome Memorial, the second round. And then on January 14th, we head over to Cass and Manorville for their invite day, and we'll be playing Dover Yoda. So seeing some different teams that we don't usually see, which is fun.
Annika Peterson, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, girls basketball, their winter sports preview here on Kate Radio, and we'll keep you up to date on NRHEG girls basketball, of course, all season here on Kate Radio. Annika, again, thank you so much for the time. Good luck in the opener this weekend. And again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, Aaron. You too. Thanks for having me.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you,
Annika. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye.
Bye.